Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
Can black guys jump high?
You have nothing to jump high. You gotta jump. You have to do something when you run from the police.
I ask you, why you work like this, huh? Only black guy, why?
Why you act like a new might as walk like that because we have style, we got flavor, we got rhythm. I mean, the black man in America is the most copied man on this planet, bar none. Everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. How about that thing? Carol Shannon just admitted she was a nigga. The rest of them need to break down and admit it, too.
Yeah, why we black people like to smoke so much weed? Can you tell me why?
Well, I have a question for that nigga. Well, where are your teeth, nigga? Black men, like the party, they have that in their blood. And sometimes they can go overboard, which will say. And don't ask me about drugs. Ask Whitney and Bobby. Don't ask me.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, Ms. Brown Sugar. That was the artist formerly known as Paul Mooney. He lost another one. So we're gonna throw some flowers in the air to our late great Mr. Paul Mooney. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. You want to social network with us? Or you want to call in and holler? Talk about Mr. Paul Mooney. You can hit us up in the Smooth Drama chat room. We're taking all questions, comments, concerns. Go to smoothdrama.com, jump to the chat room. If you want to, on Facebook, you can get into the Smooth Drama group. We'll ask to get in. Myself, Mr. Lavender, will add you to our illustrious group. And pretty much anywhere.
I think I want another nickname.
You want another nickname? All right, we'll have so many. We'll think of one for you. Basically, if y'all want to come up with a nickname for Miss Brown Sugar, we can put it all out there. Because, like I said, Mr. J, we call him Mr. Lavender. We call him Butterscotch. We call him all kinds of stuff. And I guess, without further ado, I think we got him on the air here, Mr. Butterscotch.
So now, Mr. Lavender.
You've been Mr. Lavender.
You've been that for quite some time.
Mr. Oh yeah, when I ain't there. Yeah, okay.
Oh, when you here,
I'm here. You're Mr. Lavender. So yeah.
Well, to my fans and to those that love me and know me, I am Mr. E to the J to the A to the Y. Ain't no way you can deny. So that's what I'm called.
All right.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored. Sneaking away from the bunker to come out for some fresh air.
Sneaking away from the bunker. Okay, so somebody dropping bombs that we don't know nothing about.
Nah, I'm just too much crazy shit going out here in the streets. So, you know, I stay in my bunker, do my rehabilitation, and, you know, when I feel as though I need to come out and resurface, that's what I do. But I focus on my rehabilitation.
Speaking of resurfacing, and as a matter of fact, if you want to rehab, they almost got me. Almost got me. Brown Sugar, Mr. J,
You almost got a shot?
No, I got the shot. I almost got TikTok.
Uh-oh.
Man, leave that shit alone.
How you almost get it? What sparked that curiosity?
they had the white girl dance challenge. And you know,
but you're black.
I know, but see, it's one of the things I talk about it. My favorite thing to do on vacation is to watch white people dance. It's hypnotic. I can't not. It's crack. It's like crack to me. When you watch them dance, man, it's just there's just something about it from a distance. If you watching them, it's just like, woo! It's my favorite thing. In all of life. And so they said on TikTok, they have a white girl challenge. And I was like, I had to put my phone away.
If I could just jump in for a minute, in all due fairness, there's a few of them out there that can actually dance. They actually dance better than some sisters that I know. A few. Keyword, few. If you are spending any amount of time in your day, your week, your month, your vacation, whatever, watching TikTok videos of white people dance, you truly need a life. Now, even though it's funny as hell, I know what you're saying. I've watched a few of them, but like Eddie Murphy said, are you dancing on a four count or are you dancing to the beat of the drum? Which is it?
I think it's a mixture of both.
I think it's a mixture of either one.
Yeah.
We have the ability, we can dance.
It's wherever they can catch it.
Well, that's my whole point. Are you just basic? If you're dancing to the beat, like the drummer's beat, it's not always 1, 2, 3, 4. It's not always boom, boom, boom. It's not always like that. If you listen to any dance record, sometimes it's double step. Sometimes it's a four step. They speed up their beats per minute. But anyway, not going to get on technical. I'm just saying, you have some white girls out there that can actually shake their ass and really dance
and watch themselves.
I'll say this. If it's choreographed, if it's something, if it's freestyle, if they on the dance floor, it's not too often. Now, if they're in a group of, professional dancers,
I've seen some of these TikTok videos.
I'm not saying they're non-existent. It's just very few and far between.
Yeah, I said few. I didn't mean like a whole, lump sum. No, it's a few.
Well,
it's just a few.
We can give them their kudos.
Yeah, but carry on, sir.
I'm just gonna say that I almost did it. It was all I had. I was itching. I had to put on extra lotion and everything just so I wouldn't don't get TikTok to watch that stupid challenge. That was it. That was all I had.
Well, because I'm not logged in, and the only time I see TikTok is if it's on somebody's Facebook or Instagram, I would never know.
No, I
wouldn't
either.
But now that you admitted you almost got caught out, side eye.
Well, my thing is, if you know somebody on TikTok, you can just have them send you the videos.
No, see,
who, to me?
What?
No, I'm just saying, if you want to watch some TikTok videos and you know somebody that
has it,
you know specifically what you want to see, then just have them send it.
Look, I told you, I'm into one thing, and it's the crack. That it's my bet. I love watching white people dance. It's my vacation thing. It's like I'm like, you go.
Okay.
You go. That's it. That's all I got.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now before you go on to the next subject, I just want to jump in here because when you were about to tell us this that news breaking event, but you wanted us to like kind of guess what it was. And when I first yelled out that you were getting a shot and you said you got that,
yeah,
That would have been, that for me, that would be news breaking, because you are Mr. Controversial, and, you know, it's like, what made you get the shot?
I've been vaccinated before. You know, as a little kid, we get vaccinations. And
okay, but yeah, I'm saying, but a lot of us have been, you know, but you have some of us that were vaccinated when, you know, school age or whatever, or when they were toddlers.
Right.
And now years later, they're talking like, oh, I'm not getting that shot and this and that. And that's always my argument. But you were vaccinated as a child.
Right.
My whole, book, could you get it then, even though you really didn't have a choice because it was up to your parents?
Right.
And now that you're older and ain't nothing happened to you, why don't you want to get it now? And then they'll try to throw in the whole Tuskegee experiment. And I'm like, that shit don't fly.
Well,
but anyway.
Well, one, you can't use Tuskegee because Tuskegee was about not treating people. It was
right. I know that, but you know, these, some of these idiots are like, well, you know, man, I ain't trying to. They ain't trying to use me for no experiment. What experiment? Like the Tuskegee. I said, do you actually know what happened? And then they tell me some crazy. So I'm like, no, see. I'm not even going to stand here and argue with you because you only know what
you're
talking about.
And I feel like it's not just the Tuskegee. It's the mistrust of the government. People will use Tuskegee because everybody knows about it. So that's just their example. But it's not just that. It's the mistrust of the government. So you can bring in drugs. You can say the Tuskegee experiment. You can say when they did unlawful abortions on women or unlawful
if they would have used a lot or like what's a reasonable excuse like that, I would have been like, okay, you know, I'm not going to argue with you. But I'm just saying the idiots that I argue with, it's like the stories they come up with. You just kind of look at them like. And you know, you kind of cock your head to the side and kind of squint out your eyes like, what are you talking about? And no matter
and
how
for
much
them,
information.
For them, and see, that's the problem, though. For them, it makes sense because they know what they mean inside, you know, for them. And to me, that's all that matters. How do you know that they don't? Just because they had a short dialogue with you doesn't necessarily know. Just because they didn't want to go into detail with you.
These fools I'm arguing with,
so you would know better.
Yeah, they do not
I mean,
know.
That's not
no,
all.
Know.
A lot of
they're typically
the
ones
of the government.
They're typically the ones that don't know how to do research on their own. So they'll really trust in the almighty Google or whatever they heard from Facebook or whatever. That's how the hearsay.
Right. So what we can say is this. Everybody has choice to get a shot or not get a shot. It is your choice. Doesn't matter what you do because it's your life. So if you feel like you don't want to get a shot, don't get a shot. If you feel like you want to get a shot, get a shot. Bam.
I got mine, but, you know, like mine was for a reason. I had to get mine.
Okay. Well,
I was just surprised.
Hey, like I said.
No, I was just surprised when you got your,
Okay, well, like I said, people make choices, and your choices are based on what you're doing, where you're doing, how you're doing. So, like I said, I'm like, I got shots. I'm good. There are some people who don't want to get shots. I respect that. You know, there's some people who want to do this. Some people want to live this way. Hey, it's your life. That's all I got.
That's true.
I mean, you know, if you know what you're doing, you living your life the way you feel you should be living it, I'm like all thumbs up. I got no time to judge anybody. I am trying to live my life and watch white people dance. That's all I got. That's how I'm living. 2021, baby. The scrumptious sir. Apocalypse.
Oh, shit. We damn near halfway through it, and people still acting a fool, but that's okay.
Well, that's what it is. So for example, the CDC came out and said, don't kiss or snuggle your backyard poultry because there's
what? Wait, say that again?
Alert. Don't
repeat
kiss.
That.
Yes, you heard me. Don't kiss or snuggle your backyard poultry. So if you're one of them people who got chickens in your backyard, whatnot, if you predispose to be kissing on them and hugging them, because people think their animals are cute, you might be passing out that salmonella.
Well, I don't have any I don't have any critters, you know, in my backyard now. And okay. Even if I did, I don't get down like that. So it's like, where are you? And you're getting this off of what newspaper, out of what news outlet?
The CDC, man. The CDC.
Well, yeah. As reliable as I would like to think they are, I don't really go by what they say much more anyway, because, you know, they fumbled with the last little bit of news they let out about, you know, people, states having to, you know, require masks and, you know, how they said, okay, well, no masks are required. And then they had to even double back on that, because how are you going to let out a news release and you don't even send certain members a memo saying what the news release is going to be beforehand?
Well, so I'm going to ask you this question, because this is a better question. So you saying you're not out here predisposed to be tongue-kissing chickens?
Chickens, muskrats, squirrels, dogs, cats, birds, anything that is not human, I ain't kissing. Now, if they're human, I got another list for them. So, no, I'm not. No, I don't.
You're supposed to be out here kissing chickens, damn it.
Yeah, all right, well, you know, there's a lot of things I don't put my lips on. If I ask you a list of questions of what you put your list on, would you answer honestly?
Of course.
Or is that a whole nother show?
Oh, this is the show. What you talking about? I kiss what I kiss.
Do you eat ass?
Nope.
Okay. Would you kiss a woman who has partaken in that activity with someone else before they got with you, but was honest enough to tell you that she ate ass before?
Oh, okay. So once again, I don't kiss animals because they lick their own ass. So if you got a human, it's like, well, you know, I just licked the ass. You want a tongue kiss? I'm thinking most people are, you know, some people may not care, but I'm just, because I already know how brown sugar is thinking right now. So I'm just going to say no. We ain't going to get into the details.
Brown sugar is just
like
listening.
I said, I'm just asking questions.
I'm just listening.
Because I already know you're about ready to like, all right, I'm about to leave the show. So
no, I'm just, you know what?
Am I making you feel uncomfortable?
I'm just a listener tonight. I'm just a listener.
Am I making you feel uncomfortable?
To me?
Am I making you feel uncomfortable?
I'm not uncomfortable. I don't do butt talk, though. I don't do butt talk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't do
well,
that.
Well, that's the only question I had. I know from hanging out with my brother, he's not gay, so I don't have to ask him no shit about has he sucked a dick or had one put in him. So I'm not, you know, but I don't know if he's ever licked a booty hole or anything. So.
Okay. Well,
no,
I don't. No, I'm saying nothing says honest friendship like, hey. Hey, man, do you lick booty hole? Man, cause
you know, I was going to say, like, how many people are actually having these conversations?
If you're in a barbershop, the person asking the question may not tell on himself, but I guarantee you get a bunch of guys in a barbershop, and those type of conversations do pop up.
That's why I don't
They may not tell on them. They may not tell on themselves, but they will talk about it.
Mm.
Okay. I mean, talking about something is, you know, that's human nature. I'm just wondering, like, who is actually telling people that's what they do. I just think bedroom activity is private amongst the two people who are engaging in it, that's all. I'm not a kisser and a teller. I mean, you know.
Well,
yeah.
If my partner or the girl I'm about to get down with, if she's not going to be 100% honest with me,
so
that night,
I mean, are you asking women that? Are you asking though? Are you asking?
I mean, if we're talking or having a serious adult conversation and it comes up, if she asks me, I'm gonna be real honest with her. No, I don't do this, and blah blah blah. Yes, I use condoms. Blah 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 blah. Or, you know, I'm hoping she's going to tell me something. I don't want it to be a situation where I'm like rock hard, ready to go at it, and all of a sudden she's going to be like, "Oh, by the way, I got these bumps down there. You might want to, you know, be careful," or some shit like that. "Or by the way, I just came from an orgy like 2 hours ago." So, yeah, be honest.
I can't say that I've been involved in conversation like that. Like, hey.
Well,
you know what?
I mean, if you have
I can't say that either.
Like it happens, like when y'all are about to do something, but if it's somebody that you've been talking to on a daily basis, you can't say that, you know, you don't talk about, you only talk about certain things, because in my mind, the way I think, eventually, I'm gonna bring up the conversation.
You gonna bring up?
And maybe. But it'd be something like, if I know that we're about to do something, like maybe a week or so before we do it or whatever, I'm gonna ask her. When's the last time you were intimate, or when you are intimate with somebody, do you use protection?
Okay, that's a fair question, though.
That's a different question.
Yeah.
Because you... Yeah.
Okay,
you
so what you're saying is how do I get to the butt talk?
Yes, because using protection and licking butt are two totally
All right. Let me put it this way. I'm just going to be real candid.
Yeah,
I was dealing... I was talking to this one girl, right? I met her like face to face. We friended each other on Facebook. Maybe a couple weeks later, she added me to this, you know, this adult group. Okay, fine. I got in there. It was pretty cool. I mean, they would ask some crazy questions or whatever. So I wasn't even tripping because I'd been there before. So one night, she called me on the phone and she told me that I was on speakerphone. So, okay. And it's her and two of her girlfriends, and it was a guy there. Come to find out later, the dude was gay. So anyway, we're having this phone call conversation. And during the conversation, I guess they were playing, you know, spin the bottle. It was truth or dare or whatever. And one of the questions came up, and it was asked to him. And the girl asked him the question, "Have you ever eaten a dude's ass out?"
Okay.
And he was like very honest. He said, "Yes, I have." So, blah, blah, blah. The game went on. Then after a while, everybody, you know, the conversation ended. I hung up. An hour later, she calls me on the phone, and she's like, "I got some questions."
Okay.
Like what? And she went in. She was like, "Have you ever eaten somebody's ass out?" And I said, "No." And I said, I don't get down with men. And I said, "If I've ever performed oral sex on a woman and my tongue came that close to her butthole, she better enjoy that 5 or 10 seconds that is down there, because that's the only time it would ever happen. It's going to happen on a slippage, because I'm not purposely telling a woman to spread her butt cheeks so I can put my tongue in her ass. I don't get down like that."
Well, thank you for that, Mr. J.
Yeah, and I know this whole conversation is being recorded, but anyway. if there's any listeners that want to call in, come on, call in. Catch me while I'm open. Or you can hit me on my personal email, Mr. E to the E. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. EJ, M underscore E underscore J-A-Y at Yahoo. Or you can hit me on the Smooth Drama. You can drop a note in there. I'll get it.
Okay. Well.
Or on my Instagram, Sire, C-I-R-E underscore J-A-Y, Sire J on the Instagram.
Just out here in these streets like that. That's what I'm talking about.
We in these streets. We being honest. Shit.
Mobbing in the streets. Y'all hit up Mr. J.
I mean, I'm not saying that the conversations don't happen. I'm just like, I don't know. I guess I'm just, maybe I'm too, I'm a prude, I guess. I don't know.
You don't know. It's just,
I mean,
you
don't. I really don't want to know. I really don't want to know.
Well, there you go. But if you don't normally, if you don't normally surround yourself around people where you have those type of conversations, why would that be something that you would talk about? I'm not going to lie. I've been around people, various types of people who that's just part of their lifestyle. You know, if they're in that lifestyle.
That's a supervillain. That's a supervillain's name, Button Mouth.
It can happen.
I'm
done.
But that also reminds me of.
We're not doing it. We're going into our dumbass of the week before we get.
I was just going to say that's why black folks are so afraid to have open conversations with their children because, you know, they're afraid to have discussions amongst themselves.
Hey,
I'm not afraid if my child came up to me and wanted to talk about it. But I mean, I'm not going to talk about something that I haven't experienced or I, you know what I mean?
Nobody's asking you to. I'm just making a point that.
No, I'm just saying, if I don't have experience in that, it's not about being afraid. I can't talk about it. I don't have any words for it.
Overall, we in the black community, we become skittish about certain subjects where if it's other different communities, they don't necessarily have a problem with it. But in our own community, if we can't even just talk about sex among adults, just basic sex, we can't even, you know, how are we going to talk to it about our children? And then we can't be mad at them when they go and get information out there in the streets and it's wrong. And then they either wind up pregnant or wind up getting somebody pregnant. That's all I'm saying.
All that for licking butt. So we can go.
Yeah, I know. Kind of went all the way around the corner and up the hill and down the street with it. But
we're going.
And now that concludes our sex ed segment
of the week.
Well, I have one more thing to talk about, but never mind.
So, dumbass of the week, a Florida woman who let her 4-year-old girl drive her car, resulting in multiple crashes. Her name is Salman, by the way, Rashid, was arrested in South Florida and accused of soliciting another person to commit a crime of violence. And she let her 4-year-old daughter drive her car.
I'm not surprised. It doesn't even shock me.
Yeah.
Now, if the child just drove the car down the street...
Apparently, the Boca Raton police, they responded to a report of a white female juvenile that looked to be about 4 or 5 years old in the driver's seat of a white Chevy Equinox.
What was her mother's name? What was her mother's name?
The mother's name was Natalia Kanuk. who was sitting in
they
the
must have been foreign. They must have been foreigners.
No, it's just Florida, man. So
I'm saying, but they weren't that. They're not born here. That woman and that child had to be from another country.
No. You can have a foreign name and be born in America. That's pretty much everybody that's not Native American. So,
whatever. Okay.
So, yeah. 4 or 5 year olds out here in these streets driving. That's what we do. I mean, so maybe what she wanted to do, she wanted to get her started early. And at the same time, she can have that sex ed talk. Like, you know what, you 5, I feel like you're ready for some things. I'm going to let you drive this Equinox. And we're going to talk a little sex. Like Salt and Pepper.
You got jokes now.
Salt and Pepper song going on in the background. Let's talk about sex, baby.
You got jokes. You got jokes.
Woo! Yeah. I mean, you start them early.
But that kind of shit only happens in Florida.
Florida is a very interesting place.
Yeah.
Florida is a very interesting place. Oh, my goodness. All right. And so, now that we got that out the way, and it's tax time. I hope everybody's done their taxes. We're going to go on a break and let KRS-One do the talking. KRS-One, who are the pimps?
Together you got
Drama. Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was KRS-One, Who's the Pump? Our call-in number is 347-826-7435. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435.
See, that was that Oakland coming out of Brown Sugar. You was having them flashbacks to MC Hammer when he had on his little Speedos pumps and bumps.
Pump, okay, wait, pumps in the bumps. You know, I did have Hammer on the brain. You are absolutely right.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's the only pump I know. Except for pistol grip pump.
It was actually Who Are the Pimps. But I get it.
Oh, the pimps. Oh.
Yeah, the pimps.
You know, I was listening to this. I had never heard that song, honestly.
Only Smooth heard that, because that came off the B-side of some album that probably didn't use well in when it was being sold.
That came off of his platinum album, Sex, Drugs, and Violence.
Why do you always pick the most obscure records to play on the break?
Because I feel like that's a good thing, because when would you ever hear it? Like, when would I ever hear that song again? Like, at least I know to go back and look at, you know, listen to it, and maybe I might find something I've heard before. So, you know, you get introduced to something new.
I'm always in the crates.
Uh-huh.
If I wanted to hear the top 50, all I got to do is turn on the radio.
Nobody said the top 50, but you be playing stuff like, where did that come from? Or like, damn, I ain't heard that song in 20 years.
Okay, there you go.
I ain't complaining. Your playlist, it's okay.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, Google unveiled Project Starline. So, it's a video chat tool that uses 3D imaging to make it look like participants are together in the same room. So, the technology combines research and machine learning, spatial audio, computer vision, and real-time compression to create the effect. So, yeah, and it's going to create volume and depth without requiring you to use special headsets or glasses. So, Brown Sugar, Mr. J, how do y'all feel about the idea of Starline, where you having that real video chat, 3D in the room?
I have to wait till it comes out, until it's actually being put in use.
Well, you already know I don't do video calls, so, I mean, I'm not interested.
I mean, I still use Skype. I don't like Zoom, so I just use my Skype.
Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I keep my Zoom camera off anytime I can. If I don't have to turn it on, I will not turn it on.
So you're saying to be able to have a conversation where you're in the room with the person, you're saying no to that?
Until I see it working and see how well it works, I can't say yay or nay to it. Google comes out with a lot of stuff.
I mean, I'm not saying necessarily no, but I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it would be useful if you're, you know, with people across country, then yeah, or in another part of, you know, the world, then fine, but yeah.
Okay. So it's the other person on the other side, life size in three dimensions. You see them, they're right there in your wherever you are, they're there.
In your space.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm sure it's all, like, simulated, like a living room or, you know, you can be outside. I'm sure they'll do all that kind of stuff.
So, it's like you watch Black Panther, and when they raise the hand, and then, whoop, it's the video of that person. It was the head of that person talking, right? So, imagine it's the whole body. Yeah, so y'all saying that you're not interested, not in the slightest.
I never said that. That's what you said. I said I'd have to see how it runs, how it goes.
Okay.
In other words, I'd have to try it at least once to see if I'm even interested. If I don't like it after I try it one time, then no, I'm not going to use it.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So I see we got
now, if that's something you're trying to sell us on, do you have some money invested in this?
Oh, if I had money invested in it, sell it. Look, I'd be the one like, look, I'll be in your living room after the show.
Make sure you got pants on.
Okay. You know you ain't making sense now. I ain't talking to you. Why am I video chatting you with no pants on? Come on.
How do I know what you got on waist below? I can't see.
Shit. Yeah.
As many times, look, I'll be the first to admit, if and when I do use my Skype, if I'm sitting at the kitchen table, I got my laptop up, more than likely, I got nothing on but boxers on underneath. Now, if I got to get up and go to the kitchen, either I'm gonna throw like a piece of tape across the camera or something, or I just gotta wait until I'm finished that conversation. That's all I'm saying.
Are you saying you just keep tape in your pocket just in case you gotta put it over your camera?
No, I always keep something close by just in case.
Okay, all right. I see.
Just in case. I don't want to offend anybody. I don't want, you know, especially if I'm talking to a female. And I, you know, like, I don't purposely want to sit there and talk to her with no pants on, but shit.
Really?
Sometimes, you know, I've talked to women and they had on a blouse on top and some boy shorts and, you know, make the mistake of getting up. And I'm just like, oh, okay. And then they got to run in the bathroom or run in the bedroom and put on a towel or something.
Okay. So I'm going to ask the resident lady of the show. So resident lady of the show who never gets on video, if you're on video and you stand up in your boy shorts or whatever, you did that on purpose, right?
What do you mean on purpose? If I know I'm going to be in a video and it's going to show my body or whatever, then I'm going to dress appropriately. I think what he's asking. Like, what are we talking about? Are we talking about meet and greet, or are we talking about watching a movie together? I mean, I don't understand.
What he's saying is if your boo or your lover man, whoever he is, if he is, say, out of town, and y'all are boo-loving on the lap, like he's calling you from his cell phone, and you're like on your laptop or whatever, and he's talking to you, and you happen to get up for something, and when you get up, you reveal that you didn't have like any pants or nothing, but your panties or something.
Yeah.
Have you ever, would that embarrass you?
No, that's my man. No. Why would that embarrass me?
So what he's saying is if it was a situation where this new technology is being used, how would you feel about it?
If it's me and my man or me and some people that I don't know or me and a man, that's what I'm saying. What is the context of all this? Like,
you and your man. I would hope you're not out there just, you know.
Well, I mean, he's talking about the video chat and you start talking about Black Panther, so then I'm not understanding, like, where are we going?
Okay, so basically, Brown Sugar, the question was, if you were sitting there in your evening wear, if you stood up, it was more than likely on purpose, right? That's generally what happens. People don't, like, you don't all of a sudden don't think, I don't have on clothes, I should stand up on video. You're doing that on purpose. At least that's my thought. whether it's subconscious or very, very conscious. It's just a thought.
I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't think about it if I'm on the phone with my man. I wouldn't think about it either way.
Okay.
Because most likely whatever I'm showing, he's already seen. So it wouldn't be, you know what I mean? It wouldn't be a weird thing to me.
Yeah. All right. Well, we don't change subjects here. So Maryland and New York are offering money. Maryland announced a $2 million lottery for people who get the vaccine, and New York offered scratchers up to $5 million to get the lottery. I mean, get into a lottery if you get the vaccine. What y'all think of that?
They're just doing anything to get people to get vaccinated.
Incentives for getting the vaccine, they've been doing it since the beginning. I mean, at first it was donuts, and then it was free coffee, and then it's rides. I mean, it still is, though. There's a lot of things you can, you know, get it for an incentive of getting the vaccine.
New York and New Jersey have been offering
shit. That makes people get it.
They've been offering stuff
if you show your card, you can find out. I think, what is that, Krispy Kreme is doing the whole donut thing. All you have to do is show your card and you get free donuts for a whole year. Every day for a whole year.
Dealership out here, a Mercedes dealership out here, they were raffling off, like, literally. You know, like, if you got vaccinated at this Benz dealership, you won the car. And this lady, this black woman from, I don't know where she was from, but she went in there and, agreed to get the vaccine, and they put her name in the thing, and they called her name, and she won the C whatever. She won, like, the base model car.
Mm.
So, you know, it happens.
Okay.
Nothing to be shocked about.
I don't know. I'm shocked about it.
You're shocked that they're giving us a few.
Well, it's a lottery, right? So I know that more than likely that is fugazi, right? I'm not arguing that. I just think it's interesting that we have them going to these extremes. That's all. And I brought that up because, you know, in Baltimore, they were talking about how the staff at the factory in Baltimore at this lab, Emergent Biosolutions, they made vaccines for AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson there. They said that some of the staff didn't shower or change, and that contaminated.
Well, that's just them not following quality control or safety, whatever.
Okay.
That's just whoever not following, protocol.
You're a nasty ass. If you ain't showering.
That's what I just said. If you're coming to work and you're not showering before you get to work, or some of these chemical factories or pharmaceutical places, they have areas where the people, can go and shower. So if you're not taking a shower, you're just nasty.
Right. Yeah, I'm just shocked that they put that out there. Like, because even if you're socially distant, funk travels. So... I can just imagine what it smelled like in there. If a lot of people aren't
smelling hot ass,
yeah, or cold
smelling
ass.
Hot ass.
Ooh, cold ass hot. I wonder where the term hot ass came from. Is ass hot?
Somebody got tired today.
Is today like a butt day?
But what you saying?
Is today a butt day? It's like butt.
No,
I thought we were off that subject.
But in the meantime,
you just had hot ass. You brought it up.
No, that's what I mean, that's just what we call around here. Yo,
oh,
man, you smell like hot ass. Go take a shower. People do, I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, some people do walk around here with that type of body funk.
And
have,
you know,
no food.
I've heard the term you smell like outside. I've heard the term you smell like onions. I've heard the term you smell like Fritos. You smell like a dog Fritos.
Well, Fritos stink
like corn
that?
Chips. Corn chips. People
what?
Think,
I didn't
people
know corn
think
chips
have smelled like, yeah, corn chips. You guys
okay.
have never heard that?
I have.
Yeah. but I'm just saying
I've heard people, you know, like compare smells, but I've never heard like anybody can like compare a smell to like an ass.
Oh, that's old.
You need to be in New York. This is what they say that shit.
Yeah.
If you live in New York or hang in New York or ever visit cousins that live
in the
hood or the project, they say that shit.
Yeah, I don't really hang out in New York, and I've heard hot ass quite a bit.
I've never heard that.
Okay. Well, maybe it's because everybody that you've hung around, they've all had cold ass. So.
I've never heard anybody
corny,
say,
okay.
like, you smell like ass, because I'm like, what is...
What?
Whatever that joke was you just said, I've never heard the term cold ass. And
I know.
Saying,
I've never
are you a cold ass? Unless you're saying something like, "Oh, you a cold ass motherfucker," something like that, like you mean. I've heard it in that way, but never in the term where you're trying to equate that to somebody stinking. No.
Okay. Yeah. Hot ass is where it's at.
If someone says hot ass, and they say that you stink, yeah. If they use the term hot ass, you stink.
But remember, hot ass is two. It goes two ways. Remember, that's the American way. Hot ass could be like, oh, you engage in a lot of sexual.
Well,
activity.
In this part,
okay.
I'll say in this
so
part of the country, in this part of the country or down south, they say fast ass. They don't say hot ass. Fast ass.
Well, I've heard people men say that she has a hot ass. I've heard that.
Yeah.
And then I've heard fast
has,
ass, because I'll say fast she has, ass.
She has
but,
a,
I mean,
wait a minute. You said she has a hot ass? Is that what you said?
A hot ass, yeah. What? Are you laughing at me or making fun of me the way I say ass?
I was kind of making fun at you, because that sounded kind of like, you know, oh, man, she has a hot ass. That must have been some white boys that said that shit. Because a brother be like, yo, man, she got a hot ass.
I think it's the same thing.
I'm sorry. I can't sound like a dude. I'm just so sorry. I can't.
Oh,
I just,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a redeeming quality. Not sounding like
a
dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I've tried, and I just can't do it.
Hey, guess what's making a comeback, y'all? Guess what's making a comeback?
Boy.
I have no idea.
Yeah, lots of things are. What is?
Oh, Firing Squad.
What?
Firing Squad is making a comeback.
If you're
in
talking
the United
about
States?
The story where they're giving the inmates the option to vote on how they would like to die, that's only because in those states where lethal injection was available, they don't have the chemicals that they use to make the injections. Are not available.
Nope, that ain't it. So South Carolina, a bill was signed by Governor Henry McMaster. He just sounds like he's racist, right? Henry McMaster signed the bill which permits the state to kill death row inmates using a firing squad. Now, South Carolina is one of those four states along with, shockingly, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah, where the practice is lawful.
Okay.
Well,
Yeah. So you can choose.
I don't ever plan on going to prison to be shot by a firing squad, so.
Yeah.
I'm not
well, you concerned. Got the choice. You had the choice before lethal injection or the electric chair. Now you can choose to be killed by lethal injection or a firing squad. Yeah. So,
wow.
So anybody out here in these streets trying to keep it real, I'm gangster. But you got a choice now. In South Carolina, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah. Shout out to them enlightened states. And say, you know what? You want to go out like a G? You can go out like a G. Get that firing squad. I want to see if people are going to actually take them up on their offer. Like, yeah, I'm going to take that firing squad. I just want
to
see if
I don't know. I just feel like they just need to give all death row inmates, when it's their time to go, just give them some kind of pill and let them go to sleep. And they die in their sleep. I think all that
you would think that would be the humane way to do it, but you know,
or just even too much money. Just give them a pill.
That would be the way. I was on death row and they were about to put me down. Just give me some pills. Let me just fall, you know, go to sleep that way.
Yeah.
No, they want to give it to you.
Well, that's because the European governments, or however you want to call it, the way these governments are set up, the judicial system was never set up for us to benefit from it. So, you know, they're going to kill us however they want to.
Remember,
it's vengeful.
You used to get beheaded back in the day, so. I guess this is a step up, kinder, gentler. You can get that lethal injection or the although I don't know if electrocution is all that nice to have.
They've never been humane to people of color, so.
Well, that's not really news there. But speaking of news, we're going to go into the hater of the week.
Hate. I hate you.
All right. Hater of the week, Victor Stavon. He went on his little thing. He walked to a home, waited for a couple to return from a motorcycle ride, then gunned both of them down with his AR-15 rifle. So he went on a like little spree. He shot Mara Casal, didn't kill her. And then when he tried to get away, well, when she tried to get away, he shot her two more times, once in the head. Then shot Jacob Erdalek. And then...
So where's the hate? I mean, I'm not understanding.
Well, I'm just chilling, waiting on you to come back from a motorcycle ride, and I'm going to shoot and kill you. Then he went out on a murder spree and murdered a few other folks in the neighborhood and said, you know, he said because he had a beef with him and that he felt disrespected by him, that I just had to shoot him, kill him. Then he went out and shot a couple more people out in the street. I know you don't think just chilling out waiting to kill somebody is hateful.
It's not that. It's just like these stories that you're reporting. It's like, I'm not surprised. That's how white people do.
Hey, you wasn't white.
Where was this reported at?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. In this case, my bad. A black, you know. black man got upset.
He's Mexican. Hispanic,
whichever
one.
Put it this way. whatever he is, he doesn't know how to resolve his conflict issues.
That would be.
If he chose to get his gun and put bullets in it and wait for his target to come home, you know, what you going to do? But because you chose the story, I'm still trying to figure out where's the hate. Like, you know, it just doesn't sound like a hater.
Is he waited. He had so much hate for his target that he waited. You have to have a lot of hate.
Yes,
it's not like...
I'm
not like you have haters. It's not like that type of hate. It's not like
well, that's what I
haters,
that's what I was thinking
I mean?
Of. That's what
yeah,
I was
no,
thinking
it's
of.
It's not that type of.
I mean, you know, Mr. J, if I sat around, I knew you was going out, you was doing your thing, you're on one of them dates, right? And I'm sitting up there, we have philosophical debate, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get this a piece of my mind. And I just wait on you to get home, and then I clip you in your date.
Well, all I can say to that is make sure I'm dead. Because if I'm able to get up, if you just wing me, and I'm still able to get up,
just know that I'm
shooting back.
That's the point. I'm waiting to clip you. I ain't trying to wing you. No one shoots to wing. But,
but some people shoot and never shot a gun before and, you know,
okay. Well,
don't necessarily do a good job of it.
Well, this individual, he finished the job. He didn't wing anybody. He shot and killed them. And on that note, we're going to go on break. Who's the public enemy? Shut him down.
Hold it now.
Black people fly with the other man lied. See the TV, listen to me, double trouble. I overhaul and I'm coming.
together you got smooth drummer.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was P.E., Public Enemy, with Shut 'Em Down. Our call-in number is 347-826-7435, 347-826-7435.
All right, so we're in the apocalypse still. So, yeah, they say we're coming out of it, but there's still some stuff going on that's kind of funny. So, first, Goodwill had put out a message like, hey, please stop donating trash. Apparently, people have been donating pretty much everything. And, you know, folks donate to Goodwill so they can get tax write-off. Or you just say, hey, I'm just donating stuff that I don't want. Apparently, people... because of COVID, people have been donating a lot of stuff, and the Goodwill is reporting that they're donating a lot of broken stuff, broken furniture, flashlights with leaking batteries, disfigured Barbie dolls. It's kind of funny. You start thinking about,
you know, I thought people have always done that though. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I guess maybe more so now because of COVID, but I thought people had always done that.
Yeah, but you start thinking about it for a second, right? Everything has been doubled and tripled. So what used to happen is now it's an overabundance. So, like, we talk about the overabundance of stupid shit that's happened. This would fall under that category. So you working at Goodwill, and you just come to work, and then the donation bin is a bunch of trash. And you're like, man, they don't pay me enough for this.
They call Goodwill to come pick up shit, like at the house. I know for a fact that if it's already broken or stuff that's, you know, got any kind of damage,
yeah, they
to
won't
it,
take it.
They won't take it. So it's good. The people at the store, if people are walking in with shit and they're taking it at the store, shame on them.
No,
because
you're
still,
remember, there's a donation bin.
Well, then they just need to yank, you know, they need to open up the bins before they put that stuff in the truck and see what they got. If it's junk, then they need to take that shit to the junkyard and just throw it away. But, you know, that's on Goodwill for that one.
Right.
Why would you take batteries with leaking that, like flashlights with leaking batteries?
Donations. People drop off junk. So
I know that, I'm saying, but when you go to the donation box to pull that shit out, you still got to inspect it as you throw it on the truck.
Not my job. So, yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. So, speaking of junk being thrown on the truck. So, there's a battle going on in education right now. How to teach children about race and what they're calling the critical race theory. They say that U.S. educators are grappling with how to address race and its impact on all areas of our society and the classroom. One of the academic tools is the critical race theory, which has come under fire from many from the conservative side. Then there's the other side that talking about anti-racist organizers from Black Lives Matter and people of that ilk. So, what do y'all think about race being taught in the school system?
I'm all for it. But it's never going to be taught the way it should be taught, though. I mean, if you really, my personal opinion is, if you're going to talk about race and, like, at least address the origins of it, you got to go all the way back to Africa. You got to go back to those first European travelers or whoever that landed on, you know, that landed on our shores and, you know, whatever happened, you know, the interactions that happened from there. And then you go from that to how over most of Europe and where it spread, how they spread their idea of capitalism and everything else that they brought with them and how it affected not only the black, you know, like blacks, how it affects Asians and other people across the country, across the world. So basically, you would be teaching your children, or you would be teaching children that, for the most part, white folks are the originators of racism.
Which is why they have a problem with that. Why we got to teach that as Americans.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why it will never be taught the way it should be, because no matter how much truth or no matter how much fact you bring to the table, they're still going to try to you know, they're going to try to nitpick and try to shave it down to a palatable, you know, they're going to try to shave it down to the point where they're able to swallow it and pass it on to children.
Basically, we're talking about the status quo. For the opponents, they're like, what's wrong with what we got now? For the people who are against what we have now, that is where the issue is. Now, for me personally, I would say, yeah, as far as quote-unquote teaching race, I just have a problem with history, English, the whole structure of how we educate the kids. I have a problem with pretty much all of it because
it's going to come down to, however you look at it, it's still going to come down to eventually. It all translates into having to tell poor little Jenny and poor little Jimmy that all that their mother and father or whoever told them is a lie. The West wasn't won by the guys who came in and just shot up all the Indians. It was stolen. America was never discovered by, you know, Christopher Columbus. Every little thing that they've told us about history and how things happen and all that, all lies.
Well, that's already taught, though.
Not on the scale that it should be taught. Because you can go to Texas, parts of Southern California, you go all over this country and look in the history books, and it's still going to show, or it's going to tell the story from the white man's point of view.
Yeah, of course. But
the stories aren't being told correctly.
Well,
they're just not.
The stories are being told correctly. It depends on who tells the story.
Being told correctly if the story is still being portrayed in a way that the white man is the good man? He did everything. That's not the truth.
Well, obviously, if I'm a white man and a white woman, I'm not gonna want to, for the most part, want to be portrayed in the negative light.
And
so
that's what I said earlier.
What you're battling.
Now, that's what I said earlier.
Everyone else is telling, well, I won't say everybody, but we'll say it in the educated circle, there are some people who tell the truth. I remember I had an incident with my son, and I had a conference with his teacher because they were teaching Christopher Columbus discovered America, And I, of course, had taught him that no such thing happened. And we had to kind of, and she was like, yeah, you know, he was saying that, no, that's not correct. And we just can't have that in the classroom. And this is a black woman, by the way, black teacher, sitting up
well,
here.
Well, I mean, because she doesn't make the rules. She doesn't write the curriculum for her class.
Hold up. So first, as far as curriculums go, this was a, quote-unquote, independent charter school. So they weren't necessarily having to co-sign on the Christopher Columbus thing. So there are some people who just do it because it's a part of a lazy construct of education. But we just
and that
don't
school
teach
was probably funded by some white folks somewhere, so.
Well, but yeah, they were a charter church school, so they actually were tax exempt, and some of that stuff didn't apply to them. So she could have not done it, because I know a few history teachers who don't even teach about the guy. He just don't come up.
Well,
so,
I mean, anyway, my point is this. Until you can get the power, like until everybody can agree on what should be told and how it should be told, it's never going to be told, because as long as there's still white folks out here with a certain level of power, they're never going to let the truth be told the way it should be told. They're never going, I mean, even in black communities where you would think that, you know, we would have the power to teach our children right from wrong, we don't, because if it's not the Jews that are controlling the money that funds, you know, the education, it's the white man that does it. And of course, the Jews ain't going to allow anybody to talk negative about them. Because, you know, they stick together. When it comes to anything attacking the Jewish community, they stick together.
Okay. So for example, I'll put this out there. I am a mentor for a black student union. And we meet every week. I teach comedic history. I don't teach about slavery. We talk about things that we did way before there was...
Yeah, before the white man even stepped foot on...
Right. Well, no, they were there. So there's the whole Bronze Age where we thrived as a civilization for thousands of years. So there's a long history that we talk about how they had society, how they had sewage system, how they had birth control, they had combs, they had patios. They civilizations happen. Because what doesn't happen is this, and it's one of the traps that we fall into, is we don't teach them that, yeah, we started civilization. And even after Rome fell, and they talk about the Dark Ages. It's the Dark Ages because the Moors ran Europe, which were, of course, people of African descent or Kemetic descent. They just were Muslim. And so for, about 700 years or so, they ran Europe and taught folks math and civilization and carpentry. In all of these other things, it was civilization, in other words. So, you know, there are a lot of things that you can teach, because we've got a lot of history that didn't involve colonization. And so I think it's important. If we want to talk about it, we can talk about Queen Nzinga and some of the other queens on the continent who refused to be slaves. They were never enslaved. Matter of fact, Nzinga killed her brother who was trying to make a deal with the Dutch. Like, nah. So they were never enslaved. I mean, there's a lot of people of Kemetic descent who were never slaves. And so it's a narrative that we can get past if we teach it. So I'm not worried about what those folks say. And that's the important message, because we know what they're going to say. We know how they feel about us. We're not going to change that. But what we can control is how we talk to each other about our history and how we feel towards each other and how we should feel towards each other. So, like, for example, like, you know, me and Mr. J, me and Brown Sugar, we're three different individuals. We can have philosophical differences, but I still got love for him, even though Mr. J be wrong all the time.
I'm sorry, my phone is dying. What'd you say?
Anyway.
My phone is starting to die out.
Yeah, I was just saying that, yeah, even though we can disagree philosophically on some issues, it's still love in the air. It just because you disagree. And I think that's one of the things that happens now. We have these disagreements, and folks can't just disagree without being violently disagreeable. That's the old Martin Luther King. He used to say that all the time.
Well, I really hate to be the bummer in this, because I do want to debate that, but I got like 5% power left, so I'm going to tell you good folks that's listening how to reach me, and I will talk to you guys later before I die out.
Please, somebody hit up Mr. J. He want them digital hugs. Y'all, tell him how to hit you up, Mr. J. Tell him. Oh, he's gone. He was so looking forward to them hugs. He was so looking forward to the hugs. Somebody, he need them selfies. He need them bathroom selfies, all that. Somebody hit up Mr. J. He need them pictures. He need them phone calls. He need them emails. Hit him up on Facebook. Go into the Smooth Drama group and hit him up. Say, hey, Mr. J, how you doing? Here's a picture of my dirty fingernails. Enjoy.
Uh-oh. Not dirty fingernails.
Dirty fingernails. I don't know, something. Toenails. You got some toe gels that you haven't cleaned out yet. You just go and take a picture of that. So we're saying this is the Mr. J challenge. Y'all give Mr. J, a.k.a. Mr. Lavender, y'all show him some pictorial love. This is for you. No?
He got some good nights in the chat.
Oh, yeah. So, he's serious, though. Y'all know he's serious, right? I hope y'all know he's very, very serious. He hit him up.
Mm.
You be waiting on them pictures. You be waiting. Like, because y'all don't hit him up, he going to hit me up like, man, are you hogging the pictures? They sending me pictures. I know they sending me these thong pictures, but you holding them all for yourself. He's going to say that. Anyway.
No comment.
Yes, no comment. All right, so yesterday was one of my favorite historical heroes' birthday, the late great El Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X. He would have been 96 in one day. today. Unfortunately, he was taken from us prematurely. And so we're going to celebrate Mr. X because it's Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
But don't scare Negroes today with no badge or no white skin or no white sheet or no white anything else. The police the same way. They put their club upside your head and then turn around and accuse you of attacking them. Every case of police brutality against a Negro follows the same pattern. They attack you, bust you all upside your mouth, and then take you to court and charge you with assault. What kind of democracy is that? What kind of freedom is that? What kind of social or political system is it when a black man has no voice in court, has no nothing on his side other than what the white man chooses to give? My brothers and sisters, we have to put a stop to this. And it will never be stopped until we stop it ourselves. They attack the victim, and then the criminal who attacked the victim accuses the victim of attacking him. This is American justice. This is American democracy. And those of you who are familiar with it know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy. Now, if I'm wrong, put me in jail. But if you can't prove that if democracy is not hypocrisy, then don't put your hands on me.
Yeah. We know. They cannot prove that. And it's funny, right? 60 years later, ain't damn thing changed. Them words
to some degree, we're worse off.
Right. Them words mean the same now as they did when he spit them. Groundhog Day, right? So, in that vein, we throw some love out there to the late, great El-Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X. We throw some love out there in the air to another great Paul Mooney, and for Mr. J, Miss Brown Sugar, I'm Mr. F the N Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. You want to holler at us? We'll be in the Smooth Drama chat room on smoothdrama.com. Other than that, peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.